It's time for the Anted Podcast. Google fanboys who happen to be blind. ANTADpodcast@gmail.com with your questions and feedback. News, reviews, and your questions on the Anted Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Antat podcast for this November 30th, 2019. This is Antat podcast number 12, immediately after Thanksgiving and Black Friday 2019. And I do have a couple of my buddies in studios. We have
Michael out of Oregon,
Ravi from India.
Thank you, guys. And I know, Ravi, you didn't celebrate Thanksgiving in India, but Mike and I probably were full of it, you know, basically eating a bunch of turkey, so we got full of it. Mike, how did Thanksgiving go for you?
Pretty good, pretty relaxing, which is definitely not what everyone can say about that holiday, and just spent the day with the family.
That's good. That's exactly what we did. You know, we had two. So Friday, I got together with my in-laws and things like that, and no, it's Thursday, rather. And then yesterday, we had another turkey at our house. So unbelievable turkey all over the place, you know. So I got a lot of turkeys sitting down there, and I think I'm going to take a break from all that bird. Well, we just want to welcome you guys to Antad again, and we want to be talking about ebook readers today, but we want to start with news. And there's a couple, or maybe one item that I want to talk about, and that has to do with Google trying to protect its users. Apparently, some governments, especially the U.S., South Korea, Pakistan, and I believe Vietnam, were sending phishing messages to people so they could get their information or something like that. And so Google kind of let people know about these things and stuff like that. So I want to read that news, you know, using my assistant here, which is, you guys by now know I use my Elecans. So I'm going to find that news, and there it is. No, actually, hey. There it is. So here's, I'm going to let Elecans read it for a little bit.
Here's what Google is doing to help protect users from government-backed hacking. Google's threat analysis group TAG has been detecting and countering government-backed hacking against its users for over a decade now. As per a blog post by Shane Huntley from the threat analysis group, it sent out over 12,000 warnings to users in 149 countries about government-backed hacking attempts from July to September this year. More than 90% of the users were apparently targeted via credential phishing emails, with an aim to obtain the password and other account credentials of the target. As can be seen in the map showing the distribution of state-sponsored phishing attacks in Q3 2019, most of the targets were in the US, Pakistan, South Korea, and Vietnam. Google says that its threat analysis group tracks over 270 targeted or government-backed groups in more than 50 countries around the world. These groups are said to be involved in various activities such as stealing intellectual property, intelligence collection, targeting activists, destructive cyber attacks, and spreading disinformation. To help protect its users as well as infrastructure, Google's threat analysis group works closely with other tech companies as well as security firms to share intelligence. It also shares some threat information with law enforcement agencies. In the future, TAG plans to share more updates about the threats that it detects and stops. This, it says, could prove helpful in deterring future attacks and also create awareness among high-risk targets such as journalists and human rights activists. Google fires four employee activists for allegedly violating company policies. Charge up.
All right, so anyway, wireless charging? I will stop that there because That was that little piece of news. And so it's interesting to see, what Google is doing. Of course, these things will always be. Governments are trying to find out what's going on. Of course, there are some bad guys in there, of course, so it does make sense to be able to catch those bad guys. But now and then, of course, the innocent ones get lumped into the same basket, and that becomes a problem. Anyway, so that's my news for today. Now, if you guys don't have any pieces of news to share, then we will move on to something else, or I can bring another news that I think was of interest to me.
I have one piece of news and we can go from there. The only thing I want to say is that, and I've never used, let me preface this with, I've never used a Samsung device myself. Unfortunately, it's just never worked out that way. However, from what I understand, the Samsung S11, Galaxy S11 is now leaked. So that's something to keep an eye on. Apparently, that's coming out down the pipeline here pretty soon. And that's the real quick news that I have for people who hadn't heard yet.
Thank you, Mike. Now it's Samsung's turn because every attention now is now turned on to Samsung now that we're done with the Pixels. And Samsung usually takes this whole time between now and February because everybody's attention is on Samsung because they reveal their devices during, WMC in Barcelona, Spain. And so Samsung takes the whole stage right now. Everybody's focus is on Samsung. So it's Samsung time again, and the rumors are sounding really good. If you're a Samsung fan, of course, it's a wonderful time. I mean, I love Samsung devices. Excellent hardware. No one comes close. But then in the same breath, we have people out there that don't like Samsung, but it's one of those things that will always be the case. All right, so we were talking about shopping apps and we talked about
Recipes.
recipes and things like that. And so we were also going to be talking about books because the whole idea is that you have moolah, buy some stuff, eat some dinner, Thanksgiving dinner. You're done eating Thanksgiving dinner, then curl up into bed with some book to read. And so along that line, we want to talk about some of the ebook readers that we like. And Ravi, which one do you like using the most? And maybe why do you like that particular app, or why is that app your go-to ebook reader?
Okay, since after trying many of those which were there, like first I which I was not knowing which was good and not, and that, and finally I came upon this voice aloud reader, which has a very good interface for play, pause, and navigation settings like sentence, paragraph. Further, there are a lot of customizations for text to speech, voices which we could adjust, and pitch control and speech rate, everything. So ultimately, I found that while reading with that app, it was to go and read a book more comfortably if I want to navigate through it by sentence or paragraph, page. It was absolutely fine for me. So if anybody want to read your books in your bed, like, you can continue. You can have this app installed. It's a good to a good app that you could have in your library.
That's great. So, since we're talking about reading material, something not everybody likes using ebooks. Some people prefer audio. And so we might as well throw in some audio readers in there too, if anyone has any audio app that they think they like, or why they like it. Mike, you have any ebook or audio book reader that you like using? from time to time. Or
I feel you added that just for me. So those here in the United States, unfortunately, it's not available internationally. But I've fallen back in love with the Bard mobile app, and that's the NLS digital library download books app. There are little quirks that I don't necessarily like. For example, if you're trying to browse Bard mobile, I've had difficulty with actually being able to go through large quantities of results. TalkBack tends to hang, but aside from that, you can download your books. One thing I saw come up as a discussion that people were not quite sure how to do: once you download a book, how do you delete it? And I'll give you a quick walkthrough on how you do that. You open the bookshelves folder, and then you go to audiobooks. And when you're in your audiobooks, you find the more options button in the top right corner. And then the fourth option down is delete. You double tap on delete, and then when you're in that particular view, you can check all of the books or one of the books that you want to delete, hit the OK button in the bottom right-hand corner, and then you can delete your books just like that, and it will take those off of your device. So for me, I'm really fond of the Bard mobile app, and if you want to spend money, Audible isn't really that bad of an app either on Android. So that's my quick audiobooks.
Now, Mike, if you don't mind, you know, frankly, I do have a Bard account, but for some unknown reason, I don't use it that much. I can't say that I've used it. I think I tried it once when it first came on, but I haven't tried it ever since then. Now, is there a way for people who have an SD card in their phone to maybe set the download for the app to always send it to a particular folder on their SD card? Is that a possibility?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So when you first download a book, it's going to ask you where you want to save the book to, and you can save it to your default audiobooks folder, or you can go in and change that while you're downloading the book. And then you can also move your books into folders. So for example, Scholarly, if you're one of those smart people who likes to read smart books, or the fiction books, if you're like me and like to see murder mysteries and stuff like that. So it's really handy, and you can organize it once you get the gist of the application down. Now, one thing that I, as a male, okay, I don't mean to stereotype, but I'm going to stereotype here. I, as a male, tend to do is skip right over the manual. And that is something I do not recommend you do, because I just for the first time yesterday, to learn how to delete books myself, I went into the manual, and it's very organized. They call it the user guide. It's very organized and very easy to read the content within there to find out how you need to do stuff. You start out in a content, and then you choose an option out of the content, and it'll jump your focus right to that particular section.
Well, you know, talking about, you know, maleness, you're not alone. I'm terrible for not reading manuals. I just grab it and do it, fumble around and do what I want to do. Oh my gosh. When it comes to ebooks, I think two things, or maybe three things, determine which one is my favorite. Number one, and it always has to be, I need to be able to change my TTS from my system-wide to the one I prefer in using with the particular ebook in question. And not so many of them allow for this. Even the almighty Playbooks doesn't do that, and hence the reason why, frankly, I don't care too much about Google Playbooks. You take that away from me, and I'm not in love with you. I don't know why Google is not giving us the opportunity to change our TTS engines for using Playbooks. It's just beyond me. And so for me, that's probably number one. Then number two, which is very important also, is the ability to jump to chapters. You know, if I bring up a table of contents, I should be able to jump to the specific chapter I want to read. Now, some do and some don't. And so those that don't usually go, you know, at the bottom of my list. And the third one is to be able to shut off my screen once I get that reading going on. And if a book or a reader is not doing that, then it is no bueno. And, you know, Amazon For some reason, the Amazon Kindle, that is, for some reason, hasn't been all that bueno, a little Espanol lingo there for those of you who understand Espanol. Amazon Kindle has been very bad. It used to be that some of them you could read with it, but it seems like they've changed their encryption processes and or whatever the case is. And once you shut off your screen and that beeps comes on, your book stops reading. And I just wish Amazon could just remove that beep from, you know, the TTS. So, you know, it doesn't beep. Because I think it's that beeping that's stopping it when it goes to turn a page. I don't need to hear a beep when it's turning on a page. You guys like hearing a beep when your pages are being turned?
No.
No, I don't.
Well, hello, everybody. I know I'm late, but now we can begin the party.
All right.
This is Nimmer.
Nimmer. So, well, you join us where we were talking about ebook readers, and I was ranting about the Amazon Kindle, and my rant has to do with the fact that we can't read our books with our screen shut off, and this is something that we all need to, you know, write to Amazon about and register our disgust with Amazon for doing that. We should be able to read or listen to our books with our screens shut off.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, I like to be able to jump by different parts of the book too. And you know, even smaller parts if possible, even like pages, you know, it would be nice. Or just to pick what to jump by. And I think what a screen off, the interesting part about Amazon Kindle is that it does allow you to read with a screen off if you're listening to an audiobook. And so it's interesting that if you're reading a text-to-speech that it does not. But, you know, we have many, many Moon Reader, At Voice, so many apps, Libra, whatever that is.
The Libera is a good app, and it lets you customize it to your liking, to where you can even, you know, either shake the phone if you want to do that, or you want to swipe this way to, you know, start reading or want to do whatever. So here's Libera. And by the way, they are the same makers of the TTS reader or something like that. And it does the same thing. It supports every format under the sun that you can think of, whether it's HTML, TXT, DJVU, whatever format it is, even Amazon formats are supported on this Librera ebook reader.
PDF, checkbox,
so you got PDF.
DJVU, checkbox, not checked.
I have unchecked these things because it was grabbing all kinds of stuff from my phone, and I didn't want my library cluttered with all that you know, whatever crap.
Checkbox,
so see Amazon.
Above, checkbox, checked. XPS, checkbox, not checked. /docx, checkbox, not checked. RTF, checkbox, not checked. Odd, checkbox, not checked. CBZ/CBR, checkbox, not checked. Zip, checkbox, not checked. HTML/TXT, checkbox, not checked. Archives, RAR/7Z/, checkbox.
So, I mean, you can even read things that are in a zip format or RAR, you know, RAR, that app.
Other, CHM/, checkbox, not checked.
So, basically, there's
I never heard of some of those formats. CBC, I never heard of that.
So this thing is just a kitchen sink. So whether it's Word, document, whatever you have, RTF, this thing can do it. And it allows you to, you know, even set the time to say, okay, in 60 minutes or whatever minutes, yeah, you can shut it off. So I think it's a great app. It's a little bit convoluted when it comes to getting the TTS going, but I'm going to show that real quick. So I'm going to find one of the books in here.
The Diary of a U-Boat Commander.
At the bottom, just above the home key area, we have a button that says TTS settings, and that's starting from the bottom left.
Scene control for TTS settings button.
You tap here, and then in the middle of the phone, you have all that controls. You know, you choose your TTS and all of that. What happens is that it uses your system-wide TTS, like right now I'm using Eloquence. If I tap on the play, it's going to be using Eloquence. But if I go choose a different TTS, then it's that's gonna become like my main TTS watch. So under voice, and I swipe right again, or I move my finger to the right rather, and move my finger to the right again. Something that says unhope or whatever, you tap there. So I. So let's say I want to use Vocalizer TTS. I tap on that, and then it takes me, for some odd reason, it'll take you to the Play Store, and then you tap on open. Tapping on open, then it's going to ask if you want to use Vocalizer TTS. And if I say yes, then it takes me to the TTS section of my phone. And now I need to tap on preferred TTS engine. And so now, so you see, it's quite a run around to get to what I want. So if I go down, I want, okay, so I check that. So that means that is becoming my main TTS. I said okay.
Using Vocalizer TTS.
And then I'm going to go back.
Text to speech output.
And I'm going to go back till I'm back in that book that I was trying to read.
Libra Pro.
Okay.
TTS settings. Play pause.
So you see, it is playing it now with my It's playing it with my Eloquence because that was the one that was running. But now what? I stopped it. So I'm going to close the book, and you can close it from the notification bar too. So if you bring down your notification,
43.6%, 43 points,
and you can
previous page, play pause, next page, close button.
So I closed it. Now, if I
seek control, 43%.
Go back.
Find, seek TTS settings.
And then I tap on play.
TTS settings. Play TTS. Play an audio TTS settings.
And it can play MP3 files to audiobooks as well. So.
Next page. Play pause. Bling. As if heavy machinery falling from a height.
So, you see, as it is reading now with Vocalizer, I can go and set my main driving TTS to Eloquence. So what? What's this?
Screens talk about text to speech settings.
Okay, let's go here. I want to go back to Eloquence.
Radio button not checked. Elizabeth, English radio button not checked. ED Eloquence.
All right.
Okay.
And go back, but what?
No, I am wrong.
So you see, it is still playing with my Vocalizer, so I can hit home.
And a whaler with perhaps 20 minutes, representing the plight of England. As she went, I felt.
So see, it's still reading with my TTS that I chose. And my screen reader is still using my Eloquence. So I just hit that pause. And so that's how that Librera works. Now, that's the beauty of Librera, although it gives you a little bit of a runaround before you could get to what you want, but at least that is there. And it will also allow you to jump to chapters, which I didn't show. Nimar, do you want to talk about any ebook reader, or we should move to apps?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we can move to apps. I just tend to use a bunch of different ones, and it depends on what I'm reading and where I got the book from. I have used all of these apps, and I have a ton of them. So, you know, it's just a matter of trying it out. And what you're reading, if you're reading audio or if you're listening or to audio or if you're listening to text-to-speech, and you want to be able to change the voice, you want to be able to access it on the fly. You want to be able to jump to different chapters using a Bluetooth headset, things like that. So it just depends on what you want to do. And I just say, you know, experiment and figure out what works for you. There's a lot of accessible options out there. So
that's right. So anyway, apps. There's an app that I think it came on Thanksgiving Day. A credit to Jacob for finding it. It's called Sullivan Plus, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, and space, then the word plus, P-L-U-S. And when I hear the name Sullivan, you know, it kind of reminds me of Annie Sullivan, the teacher of Helen Keller back, was that in the 1800s, late 1800s? Nima, are you good in history? When was Helen Keller
something
born?
Like that. Huh? I'm bad with dates, so I don't know what I did yesterday.
When was Helen Keller born? I'm asking.
Helen Keller was born on June 27th, 1880.
Uh-huh. So I was right. So in the 1800s. But of course, so for me, when I hear Sullivan, you know, it reminds me of that her teacher, Annie Sullivan. And so this app is another app that does OCR. And, you know, it's basically like Envision. And in my, of course, never to be humble opinion, you guys know me, I think this thing blows the Envision out of the water. So here's what happens when you bring it up for the first time. Of course, I've reset it so I could be starting it afresh as though this is the first time I'm launching it. And so you tap on it, and it takes you through the tutorial.
You will see menu screen by flipping left and function screen by flipping right. If you want to stop seeing, double tap the skip button at the bottom of the screen. If you want to see the next page, double tap the next button. Page navigation available.
So in other words, all that is telling you, you can either swipe with your two fingers from right to left to move to the next tutorial page, or find the next button at the bottom, or there's a skip button to the left of that next. And I'm just going to go through maybe a couple pages. And so if I swipe from right to left, or I tap on next.
Multi-page view, use two fingers to next button. AI mode result guide, page 802. Multi-page view, move two fingers up or down to change the result.
So now the AI mode is the one that comes by default. So after the tutorial, you're actually in the AI mode. So I'm going to go to one more page, and then I'm just going to click on skip.
Next button. Basic recognition mode setting guide, page 803. Multi-page view. Please select basic recognition mode in the setting page. Set one of the most frequently used modes, AI mode, text, face, image, caption, as basic mode to use it with more ease. If you want to stop seeing, double tap the skip button at the bottom of the screen. If you want to see the next page, double tap the next button.
Okay.
Next button.
I'm going to tap on skip.
Skip button. Allow Sullivan Plus to take pictures and record video. Allow button. Allow Sullivan Plus to access photos, media, and files on your device. Allow button.
Okay, so those two permissions. And now we are in the app. Now, I'm going to describe the app. The layout of the app is a little bit different, but not really different. But here's where the difference is going to be. At the very bottom, at the top, rather, we are in the default mode, which is the AI mode. So that's the part that, you know, so if I'm looking, if I'm pointing my camera at something and I shoot that thing, it will tell me what it is. So just think of it like image capture or whatever you want to call it. Now, that's all you have there at the top. Now, at the bottom, starting from the left part of the screen, we have
menu screen button.
Something that says menu screen. And if I tap here,
menu screen, AI mode, button selected.
So we have the different modes, and think of it, it is arranged like in a telephone pad where you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, pound. That's how they are arranged. So I'm going to be going in that order. From the top, you have the default, which is the AI mode, and move finger to the left. That's the text, and you move finger to the right. Then there's the face detection. Now below the AI mode, this is row 2.
Image caption button.
There's image caption. I move my finger to the right.
Color button.
Color, finger to the right.
Light button.
Light. And now I'm back below the capture.
Image caption
button. Image caption. And then I go down.
Magnifier button.
There's a magnifier for those who are have some sight and would like to use that. To the right, there's a note, and then there's a community. And then, if I go down below the magnifier, there's help, settings, and exit menu. Now, I want to go to the settings real quick.
Setting button. Setting. Rev page button.
So here's what we have in settings. At the top we have
voice guidance. The recognition results will be informed through voice. Switch on.
So this voice guidance is on.
Sound effect guide. It will inform you through the sound effect while the recognition procedure is in process. Switch on.
In other words, when you are recognizing something, it play a little a melody.
Mode setting, edit. Basic recognition mode, AI mode, button.
So here, this is where you can go to choose which one the app should start with. Right now, the default, the mode is AI. So if I tap here,
basic recognition mode, AI mode, radio button, check, 1/4, and list, 4 items.
These 4 items are represented by radio buttons, and the one that is checked by default, that means when you start the app, what is going to be the mode that it's going to be in is going to be the AI mode. Now, so it depends on your need. If you're someone who like to scan your text or like to check people's faces or whatever and know who's out there, things like that, you choose the one that you want. So I'm going to set mine to text because that's what I prefer doing the most.
Text, radio button, not checked.
So see this, text, then go down.
Face, image caption, face, radio button, not checked.
Face,
image caption, radio button, not
and image caption. So if I tap on
text, radio button,
text.
Setting, basic recognition mode, text, button, and list.
So I'm now set to text. Now next below that,
menu setting, heading.
Menu settings.
Addition slash deletion of mode. You can set the modes that will be displayed at the menu screen, button.
So here you can go in here and change the things you want to see on the screen and the things you don't want to see on the screen, and those are represented by check marks. I'm going to go in there briefly so you can see what I'm talking about.
Alert menu setting. Color. Checkbox. Checked. And
so see this color. So if you want to see color in the menu, you leave it checked. If you don't want it, uncheck it.
Light. Checkbox. Checked. Magnifier. Checkbox. Checked. Cancel. Button. Out of list.
So, and then
okay.
That's okay.
Settings.
Now,
alarm, setting.
Alarm settings. I haven't tried anything with this.
Text recognition guide. Would you like to be informed by voice? Switch on.
So basically, in other words, you want to hear when it says, okay, text is recognized or text is not recognized. So if you leave this switch on, then it'll tell you that.
Face recognition guide. Would you like to be informed by voice? Switch on.
So in other words, you want it to tell you when it sees a face or not. I pointed it at my face the other time and it says I was a 32-year-old man, and then the other time it says I was a 45-year-old man. You never can tell.
Decrease screen brightness. It will allow you to save battery usage. Switch off.
I didn't do that.
Message time setting. Display message for 3 seconds. Button.
I didn't do anything about that. You can go in there and change it to maybe 1 5-second or whatever number of seconds you prefer. You can go in there and change that. And now, that's it. So I'm going to hit the back key. And since I have placed it in the text mode, and the beautiful thing here is that it does handwritten material. And my wife is an artist. And so she has this journal that she's been doing. And she has it. It's very artistic. She has like pictures and words in pictures or stuff like that, and I was surprised that that thing was actually able to read the text, and she writes in cursive. So I think this is a great app. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to get her book and open it at random here. Okay, so I'm going to hit back.
Back button. Text is recognized.
You hear it says text is recognized. Next to the menu is the capture button. And if I tap on that,
capture button. Day 1 M the message Mary W Y 12 Galactic 3. 1-3. 4 I will send my messenger, whoever the way before me. Then I lie before the Lord seeking girl to his temple. The messenger of the NT, whom you desire will come. The Lord, Almighty, and who can endure the day of his, who can stand when he appears, who will be like a refiner
so
of fire and a soap. He will sit as a purifier of silver. He will deliver.
I'm gonna shoot that again because I wasn't holding that thing right. So I'm gonna shoot again. Here we go. It talks about Malachi in the Old Testament.
Day 13, O special Mary, Yosef, 12, Malachi 3.1-3, 4, I will send my messenger, who are the way before me. Then, O the Lord, you are seeking will his temple, the messenger of the end, whom you desire will come. The Lord, Almighty, but who can endure the day of his egg, who can stand with you.
So, that's my wife's writing, but like I said, she writes in cursive. That is So it's talking about that. Now, if I move it to a different text, now I'm going to move it to one of the books that I use in trying, you know, recognition. This is a printed material.
Text is recognized.
So now I'm going to tap on that.
Capture button. Cement under the place where the walls would go. The rocks have come form the foundation of the house. Lesson 7, before you learn to read and write, you have to know the sounds of the letters. Leaving the sounds of the letters is a foundation for learning to read and write. After why they have been a songs, and Aurora is ready,
now,
kind and joyful.
Now, so here's what happens. Now, to the right of that, there's something called menu screen.
Text is recognized. Function screen.
Or function screen. If you tap on this, here's what we have. We have video call.
Flash on button.
And then flash on.
Gallery button.
Then gallery, and now below the video call we have
save note, button.
Save note.
Share button.
To the right of it is share,
exit function,
and then the exit function. So if I want to save this thing that I just captured,
save
I tap
button.
On
note saved.
Save exit note, and it's saved. Now if I want to go find that note that I just saved, then I need to tap where it says menu screen.
Menu screen.
And then we're here where we have that telephone layout, and I need to go find where it says note.
Note button.
Tap here.
Note. Grab page. Cement under the place.
And so here's the thing I just saved. So if I tap on it to open it.
Learn more about the note. Grab page. Button. Cement under the place where the walls would go. The rocks had come form the foundation of the house. Lesson 7, before you learn to read and
so there's my note, you know, and I can read it.
Words.
Either line by line.
Cement under the place where the walls would go. The rocks had come form the foundation of the house. Lesson 7.
So there is Sullivan.
Back.
Now, what?
Menu screen.
If I
home,
exit out of it, I hit back.
Home, back button.
Back
would
again.
You like to leave this application? Cancel,
do I want
to
leave it?
Okay, button.
I said okay. And if
home
I go back
folder, OCR,
and bring it
OCR,
back up.
Box, Sullivan plus. Sullivan plus.
And it's
text menu screen,
it's
text.
Going to start in a text mode because I have chosen that as my startup. But if I go here,
menu
I'm going to switch
button.
To the face
screen,
recognition.
Light button, text button selected. Face button. Face menu screen button.
Okay, so says face is recognized. I'm going to tap.
Capture button. 37-year-old man is
smiling. So it says 37-year-old man is smiling. Thank you for making me so young. But that's how it works. So you choose the mode that you want. Right now, I just set mine back to face recognition. And now before we move on, there's another one that I found last night that I want to briefly talk about. It's kind of a little bit different, and that one is called DGI. So DIGYEYE, one word, DGI, DIGYEYE. And I'm going to go into my OCR here and find DGI. There we go. Now, so by default, it comes up saying in an AI mode. So it's telling me book, and now I pointed it at myself, and it said person on right. Okay, so now if I want to do text mode, you swipe down with two fingers till it says so text mode. So now as I'm pointing at the text and just touch anywhere on the screen.
In order, you have to know the sounds of the letters. Nurse is a foundation for learning to read and write. Aurora is friendly, kind and joyful. Aurora possesses many virtues. MRS. Patel teaches the children about justice, generosity, humility, and honesty. She teaches them many human virtues. See story. In a country far away.
So you see, there it is. It is reading. Now, if I want to go back to the other mode,
suddenly he started crying out, wolf, wolf, the wolf is eating the
sheep. I just swipe down. And it reads something in a language I don't understand. So now it's back to the recognition, the AI, and person on right. So that's the DJI. That's the one I just found last night. And so if you want this, I will be putting both the URLs on there just in case someone wants to give them a try. I think this latter one that I just talked about, DJI, is from Turkey, from a university called Izmir, you know, Izmir. And Sullivan Plus is from Korea. I was going to have them come onto the NTAT podcast, but they said they don't speak English, and so they wouldn't be able to interact with us. So that's what this is about, this these two apps that I'm excited about, especially the Sullivan. I think if you are pining away for InVision, you have something that knocks InVision out of the water. Of course, that's my never-to-be-humble opinion. All right, Nimer, you want to talk about a little app that you want to talk about, or what would you want to do?
Yeah, I'll talk about an app called Shipt. I spoke about it last time. It is a shopping app and service that is available in a lot of places around the country. I don't know, can't tell you if it's available in your part of the country or world, but give it a go and see how it goes. A couple of few reasons why I like it. I signed up with this service on Thanksgiving Day. As part of that, I received, I think their subscription is something like $99 a year. I received it for $49. And in addition to that, I received a coupon code that I could give to my friend for a free Shipt subscription. So basically, I got two Shipt subscriptions for half the price of one.
So I'm going to be getting that one.
Well, I don't know about all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I tried it out, and I've used other delivery services. Now, some of you might, you know, isn't it crazy? You know, you can go to the store and you can pick what you want. But my thing is, I hate shopping. I absolutely hate shopping. I hate stores. I hate anything to do with them. And as soon as the best part of the store, to be honest with you, is the exit for me. I hate stores. And I hate the fact there's so many different brands and this and that. And if I just want a brand, if I just want grapes, I just want grapes. Don't ask me what brand, what this, what. I want grapes, okay?
You don't want premium. Gourmet, my man, gourmet.
If I want a steak, I want a steak. I don't want organic, GMO-free, gluten-free, this free, that free. I want a damn steak.
I hear you. I hear you. I don't have time for that too either, and too much money for nothing.
And so, you know, when I use online services because, you know, and I think for me, as long as you meet the shipping quota, the amount, and usually it's or you get the subscription, then really it's going to probably save you money instead of, well, because, you know, if you have a bunch of groceries, I don't know if you really want to walk home with a bunch of groceries. Maybe you have to pay for a ride, or maybe you got a wife driving you around, who knows. But, you know, it's one of those things that for me, I live alone. And if I want to pay for, you know, if I want to walk to the store, grab a bunch of groceries and come back, I either have to get a few groceries and then keep going to the store more often, or I have to get a bunch of groceries and then maybe get a ride home or something like that. And by the time I pay for all those rides home, I might as well pay for the grocery subscription that comes to my house. So Shipt is one of those. It's kind of like, you know, there's a number of them, this Instant Cart or something like that. There's one Target, I think, does their own maybe. A bunch of them kind of. There's a few of them out there. I tried out Shipt on Thursday. I bought a bunch of stuff, not a bunch, but I bought a few stuff. I know I needed a new mop and, you know, a few things from Target. And it was really nice. I placed the order, and it lets me add to the order up until the time they ship. Oh, I've also used the Amazon Fresh too, but this was nicer, I think. They let me add to the order up until the time that the driver was going to deliver the items. When the delivery person was at the store, they texted me, said, "Oh yeah, we're about to start your shopping. If you need anything, please let us know, and we'll add it to the order." And then they got to the store and they couldn't find one of the items, and they texted me, said, "Oh, we can't find one of the items, but you know, here's a list of like six other items that are here. You know, would you like to replace with one of these, or what would you like to do? And then, of course, they delivered it right to my house, and it came, and everything came exactly as I expected it to. And that is, to me, how shopping should be. I can shop from my couch, and I, even with the app, really, I don't like shopping. But at least I don't have to go into a store and deal with that.
That's right.
So I will add a few items to my shopping cart just so you guys can see how it works. And I'll get to the point as I'm about to check out, and we'll go with that. So I'm going to unlock my phone here. Oops, and I will slow down the speech.
Yeah, because I don't think everyone understands German. And turn up the volume a little bit. There you go. That's perfect.
Okay.
That's good.
So now I will open Shipt. Open Shipt. Okay, so the top button, the one that receives immediate focus, is the select store button. And of course, you heard it read my address, and so I could change that as well. But here are the stores near me that this Shipt works with. Smart and Final,
Petco,
Target,
CVS,
Safeway, and that's it for this area. So let's use Safeway.
Saving store. Shipt.
Safeway. Safeway. So
Safeway.
Now, right at the very top, there's a search button. So if I want to search for an item, that's probably the easiest way, is just to type it in the search box. I can also scan a barcode of a product or a product and add that to my shopping cart. So if I've bought something before and I have it and it's empty, I can just scan it and boom, it'll add it to my shopping cart if it finds it.
Estimated delivery, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
It tells me when the estimated delivery, but I can change it as well.
Buy again. Browse. Buy again. On sale. Browse.
So I can, these are different categories. Browse, on sale. Produce,
dairy,
household essentials,
meat and seafood.
I like meat and seafood. That's probably, I like meat, so let's go meat. There we go. We'll add a bunch of steaks to my shopping cart, and then, of course, I will remove them. But
Signature Farms chicken breast boneless skinless value pack per pound. Jenny O turkey ground meat 90. Oscar Mayer deli fresh ham honey water added. 80% lean ground beef market. Signature Farms chicken thighs boneless. Oscar Mayer deli fresh oven meat and seafood. Beef ground.
And this is where I give up. I go through like 3-4 items that they have, and I'm like, oh my god, that's too many options. Let's go to the search box.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay, let's search for steak. There we go.
Good food, my man. Good food.
Oh, yeah, ribeye steak. Okay. So now it tells me double tap open actions menu. So I'm going to double tap.
Open product details.
I can have options here. I can open product details.
Add 0.8 packages to cart.
Add 0.8 packages. That's funny.
0.8 packages.
I wonder if they slice the packages in half or something. I've never seen that before. That's weird. Okay.
Cancel.
Or I can cancel. So let's open product details. So I'm going to open that.
Open Nature Natural Beef Ribeyes, $12.52 per package.
And it tells me how much it is.
$16.69 per pound.
Per pound. So it's 0.80 pounds. Yeah. So I can add it to my favorite. And up at the top here, it recommends other items. But up at the top, there's product images.
let's see. So it tells me exactly what it is. So I can add it to cart if I want, and I will tap add to cart. There it says add one to cart, and it vibrates. Let me know that it was added. And at the bottom, there's a bunch more items that I could add. So let's go back. Close. So we'll delete steak.
Why don't you show us what the total is first before you delete?
Oh, I was deleting what was in the search box. It had steak in the search box.
Okay.
So now I'm going to search for lamb because I like lamb. Maybe I'll search for lamb chops.
There you go.
Search. Oh, pork loin. That's...
dump on you.
That's too bad. Oh, well. We'll add pork loins. Why not? So now, I don't want to read the description of this one. I just want to add it, so I'll add it. And automatically the focus goes right back to it. So if I want to add another one, I just double tap. And now I have two of them in my cart. Okay. Now let's add some, I don't know, maybe we'll add one more thing here. We'll look for chicken.
Put in some gummy bears in there for me, would you?
Oh, sure. We'll do some, yeah, we'll do that. All right, let's see here.
It would be nice if they have a voice. Well, you can type with your voice on the keyboard if you want.
Yep, I could. Gummy bear. Okay.
There you go. There's my Black Forest.
Okay, add one to cart.
Thank you.
There we go. And let's just view the description, shall we? Let's see what it says about them.
I know what they are.
I guess it doesn't tell me a whole lot about them.
That was good enough.
Yep, but a lot of stuff it will tell you, it will give you a better description of what it is. So, okay, so let's go to cart. Three products in cart. Okay, my order qualifies free delivery. No delivery fee. Orders over $35. Really, that's pretty easy, though. If you go buying groceries once a week, spend $35.
More than that, yeah.
I think that that's a pretty, unless you're buying groceries every day, I think that's a pretty good thing. It's too bad they don't give you free delivery anyway if you're going to pay them that subscription cost, but that's okay.
$9.59 one in cart. Double tap to open actions.
Okay. So I'm going to remove this pork because I like lamb better, and I don't like pork. So, well, I like pork, but I like lamb much better. Okay, remove. Oh, I still have another one, so remove. So it doesn't allow me to remove multiple items at a time, unfortunately. No,
just one at a time, okay.
Yep. Need anything else? Can't find what you're looking for, and then it lists items. Of course, I can add a special request. So if I'm looking for a specific color of something or something like that, I can add it in. I can empty the whole cart, start again.
Or maybe like maybe tell them, hey, I'm blind or something like that, or I have some disability, so you know, give me time when you come to the door, something like that. I think that's what that request also could be useful for.
Yeah, could be for anything. Checkout. And at the checkout at the bottom of the screen, so I will hit checkout. Delivery window, that's the next page, and it gives you a little vibration to let you know that it went there. I can choose today, tomorrow. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. not available. And then for today, there's a deliveries windows here. Let's see. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So at this point in time, the next delivery time is 9 to 10 p.m.
10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Or 10 to 11, that's pretty late.
11 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Wow. And if I keep going, then it'll pick tomorrow, and it'll let me choose a time for tomorrow.
11 p.m. to 12 a.m.
So let's choose 11 to 12.
11 p.m. to 12 a.m. available. Selected. Checkout page. Placeholder button enabled. Back. Delivery to.
3000.
Edit delivery address. Delivery address.
So I got a question, Nimrod. So I can add delivery instructions. Yep.
Now, I'm kind of wondering. So, okay, so I'm shopping with this thing. And I live here in Washington, and I've loaded up my cart and say I'm shopping from Safeway. And I have a friend, let's say I have a friend in Denver or in Illinois or something like that. Can I change to make that delivery so that they will deliver this thing to my friend in another state, for example? I'm just kind of curious.
You can if that state, if that neighborhood or address has the shipped service.
Got it.
So that if Denver has shipped, I think Denver does have shipped. If they have it, then yes, you can.
Okay, because it makes sense, you know, because, you know, for instance, if one wants to just send, you know, like a gift to someone, you know, want to send some food to someone or something like that, I think it comes in handy for such situations.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, it does. So here I have all the summary of everything that I chose, the delivery window, everything like that. I can choose substitutions if I want. I have it set to contact me. So if they need to make a substitution, that's what they will do. Payment summary, it gives me, lets me edit my payment method. Subtotal. And there's a delivery fee because I took those steaks out, so I wasn't at $35.
Your card will be temporarily authorized for $34.73. This amount represents your order total plus a small allowance for special requests and substitutions. Once your order is complete, you will receive a receipt and your card will be charged only for the items you received. A bag fee may be added to your order total if required by law or the retailer. The fee will be visible on your receipt after delivery.
So that's what they do. They will charge a little bit more than the amount just in case you add extra items, just as a temporary hold, but they will remove it and they will charge only the amount that is actually the right amount. And they tell me that they're going to charge me $34. I think the amount was $29, so they only added $5. Last time I placed the order, I think I placed the order like $90 and they charged for, I don't remember, another $95 or something like that. So anyway, then there's a place order button, and that's at the bottom. And I could tap that. I'm not going to. But if I were to tap that,
I cancel?
Tell me congratulations. There's a back button. So
okay.
So if I go back.
So you go back, you can remove this stuff.
Yeah, there's an empty cart button.
Oh, there we go. That's nice.
Empty cart. Yes. Empty cart.
And that cart
so
is
there
gone.
We go. That is the shipped app. Yep. So that is the shipped app. It's a really pretty good app and, you know, very accessible. The shopping with it is pretty handy and accessible on Android. So give it a go.
That's really good. I like the app. It's a neat app. And so the subscription that one pays is so that it'll make it possible for you to, you know, get this delivery from, I mean, shop from these different shops or stores that have the services. So that's a neat app. Seriously, if one lives
yeah,
by themselves.
And you pay it because you get the free delivery. So you don't need to pay it. If you're only ordering once or twice, you know, there's no point to order the delivery to pay the cost. So you don't need the membership to place an order with Shipt. You just need to be able to, you know, put in the address and they will deliver it. But the thing is that they will charge you the delivery fees and they will limit you to how many same day deliveries that you can deliver.
Makes sense.
Unless you have, you know, unless you've paid for the subscription.
Makes sense. That's neat. Well, now we just move over to tip of the week. And there's something that I discovered last night and, you know, Nimer's known this for a while. Frankly, I just discovered this last night and I was really excited about it. And that has to do with the Play Store. I don't know what I was doing. I was looking for those things and I found that DJI and I long pressed an app and boom, you know, there it was, you know, install or add to wish list. And I didn't know that before, you know, because prior till now, you know, when I search for an app and I find the app, then I tap on it, then you go to find the install and install it or go tap on the more options at the top and then, you know, tap to add to wish list or whatever the case may be or you want to share it. I think I like this process better. So if I go to the Play Store, for example, I'm going to tell Google to open the Play Store. Open Play Store.
Opening. Play Store, top three.
Now, so there I am in the Play Store, and let's see. Here's some apps here in front of me.
App, my talking Angela star rating, 4.3.
Oh my gosh, titles. What the hell is that? Excuse my Espanol.
App, Pro Free star rating, 4.5.
So,
what kind of apps do you be looking for there, Warren?
I'm not looking. These are the things that show up as recommended apps.
And you know, they probably show up as recommended apps because you spend so much time looking for them.
Okay, I guess so. So if I, let's say this Project Archery, if I long press on it, and they at the bottom of my screen, just above the home key area, add to wishlist. Or 99 cents.
99 cents button.
If I tap on that, then it's going to install it. Now I'm going to find one that is not.
Play Store. Navigate up. Back button.
That is.
For you,
so what?
App. Flow free star rating. 4.5. App. Sudoku free. No ads star rating.
So I'm going to long press on that.
Sudoku free. No ads. Sudoku. Add to wishlist. Install button.
There we go. So there's add to wish list or install. And so I really like that. So now if I don't want to go to the app, I just long press on it. And the same thing with apps that let's say you want to say you want to open an app.
For you, selected, show navigation.
You know, so.
Play voice. You have navigation. Notifications. Play pass. Play pass. Subscribe family library.
I don't have.
My apps and games.
Okay, so I'll go to my apps.
My apps and games.
And
Navig app, document scanner, PDF creator, updated 8 hours ago, and listed 17 items.
So if I long press on this.
Document scanner, PDF creator. Open button, home button, document scanner.
Unfortunately,
creator,
we don't have uninstall, but we have the open. I wish they had included the uninstall. I think that would be perfect. And also like in the app that I'm seeing for the first time or whatever and I want to install it, or it would have been nice if there was also the share button alongside with the install and add to wish list. But I thought that was a neat way of installing apps from the Play Store, so you're not, you know, because sometimes some people tap on the app and then they have trouble trying to find the install button. So this is a neat way of installing or managing apps from the Play Store. That's my little tip of the week. Nimer, got any tip of the week?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So.
16th,
maybe we'll do a couple of tips for today. One tip is to be able to adjust the verbosity of talkback. So, for example, I've seen a lot of messages on different lists about how you can't change this and you can't change that. For example, you can't change what's announced when you type, or you can't change hints that it gives you, or things like that. So we're going to change the verbosity options. I'll just show you where to do that. And some of you may already know this, and that's okay. So I'll go ahead and do a swipe down and right.
Speech rate 40%.
Oops, I need to change my speech rate setting, but here we go.
Global context menu. Talkback settings.
So we'll go to talkback settings.
Talkback settings. Navigate up.
And we'll go to verbosity. And that's probably like the second one down from the top. Yep, I'll go to verbosity.
Verbosity. Navigate up.
And under verbosity, we have some options.
Choose a preset custom.
So you can choose a preset, and those are automatically set up by the TalkBack developers, and they are.
Choose a preset. Hi.
Hi.
Custom
and low. I set mine to custom, and these are the options that you can customize. So I can choose keyboard echo when it speaks typed keys, and the options I have here are always only for on-screen keyboard and never. I can adjust the screen hint when hints are spoken, and so that's like if you land on something, it will tell you this is what it is and how to activate it, for example. So.
Speak list and grid information. Speak usage on.
So I will tap it on, and that way you can kind of hear the difference of what it starts to say. And it tells me tap to activate. So you hear that announcement. That announcement was not there before. And now because I turned on hints, now we hear tap to activate. So we'll tap, double tap.
On.
Now we'll turn on lists as well.
Speak the number of missed items on the screen. Speak only when scrolling with gesture off.
And I will turn this feature on.
Speak element type. Element type is not spoken for focused items off.
And I will turn that on. And you can hear now when I go to a checkbox, it'll say switch on or off.
Speak the number of missed items on the screen. Always spoken on switch.
On switch.
Speak element type. Element type is spoken for focused items on switch.
So as you notice, it's now saying switch. So I've turned off a lot of these verbosity options that people, you know, say they don't want, and now I've turned them on. So now I get to hear them all. Phonetic keys, and that's where if you hover over a keyboard character, it says alpha, bravo, whatever like that. And it also will do it if you move by character. So
if I set character,
I guess it doesn't do it in a dialogue. Yeah, it does. Okay, so if I navigate, and it'll say what letters are being spoken and their phonetics. Okay. Pitch changes. And that's if you want notifications spoken when your screen is off. I tend to not like that. If my screen is off, I don't want to hear anything. But if you do want to hear stuff, or if I'm using a Bluetooth headset, maybe I'll turn this feature on, because then I don't care so much, and I will keep it on, because if I'm using bone conduction, then that's fine. It can tell me. But most of the time, I keep this off. I will turn it on. Just so show you can just double tap it. This is where you can change the element description order. So what is announced first and last and that type of thing. So it can change it. So as you notice, it says checked first, state, name, type. Because that's what I want to hear first is the check, the fact that it's checked or unchecked. And I can change all these settings. So. And this, to speak element IDs for unlabeled buttons. And this is what people talk about too, to have TalkBack alert you and tell you what buttons are. We'll try to. Okay, so now I have adjusted all the verbosity settings, and that's how you adjust them with TalkBack. So now you can just go back. And you can go back again. There we go. I have just adjusted all of my TalkBack verbosity settings. So now when I touch an icon on my home screen, not only does it tell me actions available now, which is, I think, a good thing because you want to know that actions are available. But now it gives me a lot more information. Tap to activate, tap to long press, use up and right to get whatever options. It gives you quite a bit of information. Also now, if I encounter a list. Let's see, where can I find a list? I don't know if I turned on that in list or out of list or in grid, but anyway, it should tell you that as well when you have that checked. So anyway, that's the TalkBack verbosity. And then really quickly for text selection, I wanted to get into that because I've heard this too. You can't, it's harder to select text in Android or something like that. So I'm going to go ahead and do messages. Start chat. So type in Warren. There we go. And now I'm going to use voice input and I'm going to dictate some stuff and hopefully it messes up so I can go ahead and have a chance to fix it. Hello there, comma. This is just a test of dictation and I'm trying to test it out to see how well it does. And I probably will have to edit some things like the fact that TalkBack is speaking for some reason. I don't know why it's doing that, period. Well, I hope you're having a good night, period. Take care, period. Okay. Now let's read that back. Hopefully
it messed
up.
Give it time
to
input all of that. You are rapid fire there.
Yep.
Editing. Hello there. This is just a test of dictation, and I'm trying to test it out to see how well it does, and I probably like the fact that TalkBack is speaking for some reason. I don't know why it's doing that. Well, I hope you're having a good night. Take care. Edit box chat message.
Okay,
hey,
I got most of it.
That came out perfect.
Well, it got most of it. There's one or two errors.
Okay.
So let's do... Okay. Let's do. So what I did, I have assigned a gesture for the editing options. Now, if you haven't done that, you can do that in the TalkBack settings. I've demoed that last time on how to do that. You go into the TalkBack settings and you go under Manage Gesture. Now, if you haven't done that, you can also access the editing menu by going to the Local Context menu. And the first option is Edit Options. Okay, so I've moved my cursor to the beginning, and now what I can do, I can move by line just to see where the errors are. Oh, that looks like a few errors right here. So by word now, I'll navigate by word.
Back,
So I don't know what that's going to say, so I'm probably just going to erase that whole bit.
There you go.
So now what I've got is I've got my cursor at the and. I'm like talk back something, something, I don't know. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to enable selection mode. So I'm going to go back to the editing menu.
Alert edit options.
And I'm going to go to start selection mode.
Selection mode on. Words. Lines.
And I'm going to go words.
Characters. Editing. Words. Unselected.
And I'm going to start selecting. So and.
Selected.
I'm probably. So I don't want to select that I. So now I can choose by character and make sure exactly what I want is selected.
Characters. Space unselected.
I don't want that space to be selected. And I can also have selected by line.
Paragraph.
Or paragraph.
Heading.
And so anything, any granularity that I move by, whichever I choose, it's going to select by that amount. So I was moving by word. But now I was my character. So now I have all that bit selected. So now I'm just going to hit delete.
Delete.
Actually, I have the selection here. So let's go into the editing menu and see what other options there are. Now I have share, define,
search,
translate,
read aloud,
Bing search, search in Edge. And I just hit delete to delete that selected text. I'm not sure where copy and all of them went to. But I know that I could have gotten to those actions through the keyboard as well once those texts, once that text has been selected. So there's a number of ways to select text in Android. One of them is using that TalkBack selector. And, of course, like I said, you can double tap on an edit box. Oops. And once I double, long pressed on that edit box, I can have, you know, select all, paste, a bunch of other options. And now I selected everything and I hit delete. So you really have quite a number of options for in terms of selection. I could use the keyboard. I could use, you know, I could long press on the edit box. I could use TalkBack, you know, the editing menu within TalkBack. There are keyboards that have, one of them I guess I'm thinking of is like the blind accessibility keyboard. And I don't know, there are others that will allow you to set up, have the control key on the keyboard and have you know, other keys. So you can actually do text selection, excuse me, the same way that you would on a PC. So if you want something to be done in Android, there's a way to do it. It's and that's what I tell everybody. So that's just one way to select text that I showed today. But if there's, you know, if there's something that you want to be able to do, there's probably an app to do that. So, you know, have fun exploring all these apps that we've given you for today. Man, excuse me. Have fun exploring all the apps that we've given you. And try out these tips for yourself. And if you run into any problems with any of these things, we haven't seen any emails at the antadpodcast@gmail.com. And but if you have any questions, send them to that email address or send them to the list, ANTAD list, ANTAD plus subscribe at googlegroups.com. You can sign up for the ANTAD list. And then once you do that, then you can send a message to ANTAD, A-N-T-A-D, at googlegroups.com. And you can subscribe, or you can send a message with whatever your question is. And it's a pretty fun list, so hope to see you on there. And Warren, I think we're wrapping it up, right?
Yeah, and you know, you brought something that was rather kind of interesting, and I think that probably we may have a little podcast session on editing, because it has raised a lot of important questions, and most especially with Gboard. I think Gboard is underestimated. It has a lot of capabilities, and you know, I was just thinking about, you know, the Office preview from Microsoft, whereby if you go into Word, it doesn't have a pasting feature, but you can use your Gboard to paste whatever that you've copied. And I just want to quickly show that. I know this is long, but it's an interesting thing, so I want to show that real quick. So if I go to my Microsoft Word, I go to my and I open up Office here. I have copied something to my clipboard, and if I tap on create, and then I'm going to choose document.
Open camera button. New document button.
New document. So when I go to new document and I tap on Word or blank document.
Office. Page one content. Edit box.
Now, so the keyboard is open, and I want to paste what I have on my clipboard. If I tap here or try to invoke the LCM.
Alert local context menu. Edit options. Enlist. Alert edit. Edit up, move cursor to beginning, move cursor, select all, start selection mode. Some edit options.
You see, there's no paste anywhere in here. So I'm going to cancel. So I'm going to long press here. I have long pressed, and there's no paste anywhere here. And so even if I tap on the more options here, so I have things like the fonts and all of that. I'm not finding. I'm scrolling.
That's kind of crazy. They wouldn't build in then. That's a standard edit box.
So I'm trying to look for pasting. So I hit back. Okay, so I'm looking above the keyboard. There's no paste. So even if I tap on menu here at the top,
save button, save as button, history button, disagree button, hit save, switch, share, not checked.
There's no paste anywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So. What?
Well, you've got Gboard, so you can paste.
What I've discovered is that you use the Gboard. So I went out all the way out. So now on the Gboard, on Gboard, oops, excuse me, let me delete that. Okay. Open features, and in that open features, there's a clipboard. Now that I tapped on, or I touched the clipboard, and it will show just above the home key area, just near the middle of the screen.
How to enable Pixel 4's live caption feature on older Pixel 4s.
So that's the thing that is there showing on my clipboard. If I tap here, it's going to paste that in the body of my blank document. So I'm going to tap here.
Yes.
So now it's there.
Tap on the clip to paste in the text box, column 2.
Now it says,
turn off clipboard.
So now I could turn the clipboard off, or in an hour it'll turn itself off.
Back,
so now hit back.
Page one content. How to enable Pixel 4's live caption feature on older Pixel phones and other rooted Android 10 devices. /MissHalRahman/3 hours ago for users who are deaf or hard of hearing. Google's new live
so you see, I have just pasted that thing in my Word. If I wanted to save this thing in Word, I didn't have a way of pasting it. And now, with the keyboard, I could paste that thing in Microsoft Word. Now, the funny thing is that if I had gone to, if I had gone to create, and I have chosen, instead of choosing create a document, I've chosen to create a note.
New
New note instead, which is going to be like in a text format. Watch this.
Showing English, US.
Then it'll let you paste it.
It will let me paste it. If I invoke the LCM.
Alert, load, edit options, and list, two items, and move cursor to begin, move for paste.
There's my paste right there. Now I'm going to cancel.
Cancel, but
and if I long press.
New line, beginning of,
so here's my.
Paste as plain text.
There's my paste there.
Paste as plain text.
I could paste it as.
Pixel 4's live caption feature on older Pixel phones and other rooted Android 10 devices. Developer slash Miss
Alram. So there you have it. So we really have a way of doing other things. You know, the keyboard, the Gboard is phenomenal. And I think that maybe one of these days we're just going to spend our podcast time on the Gboard. It has so many features that is kind of underrated or unsung features in that Gboard that we need to talk about. And so thanks for listening to us. And again, you know, send us messages to Nimmer. I forgot the address.
Yes, antadpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. And send us join requests to antadplussubscribe@gmail.com. And thanks for listening. And you know what? I messed this thing up. The reason why you're not hearing Mike and Revy is because we started the recording yesterday and I messed up. The whole thing wasn't recording, so we have half of it. And so Nimmer and I just concluded the latter half of it. And that's why you're not hearing the remainder of those guys on there. So until next time, have a great one. Nimmer?
Yeah, have a great one, guys. Thank you. We'll see you next week.